News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Copper, did I cut you off earlier? I just got a text that said, I think Copper was trying to talk to you when you said hello to her, and you may have cut her off. I didn't know I did that.
Oh, did I yeah. I realized I had the sound down too low, so you were still chattering, and I was just like, I'm good!
I'm glad you're good. I don't want to ever take for granted that you might be telling me, yay, I'm good, or something for that matter. Anyway, well, hey, listen, it is a full time right now down there in Montgomery. And I'm going to spend the first part of the show here just talking about what is happening down there. We've got no less than 12 bills that have been filed on vaccine mandates. Now, keep in mind, this session was not designed for this. It wasn't. So here's the deal. If you're not familiar, I'm going to say it one more time just as a means of kind of laying the predicate for my next piece of the conversation. And that's that the Alabama legislature, they are the ones, just like in Congress, they are the ones who actually pass the laws. However, like you expect, however, they can't just go into Montgomery and do that whenever they feel like it. They do not have that autonomy, which is weird because they're technically supposed to be a co-equal branch of government with the executive branch, right? But we have in Alabama, like most states, our state legislature are considered part-time. Now, Charlene and I used to joke that was my full-time, part-time job because it's incredibly time-consuming, and you can't hardly find a day when there's not a ribbon cutting or a town hall meeting or an issue for a constituent you're trying to address or time in Montgomery or meeting somewhere or phone calls or whatever. So it's extremely time-consuming, but nonetheless, it's still a part-time job, meaning that when they're going to go into session, if it's not the regular session, the one that's already on the calendar, every year they come in at the regular session. Other than that, it has to be a special session of the legislature called by the governor. And the governor sets the call, meaning she tells them what I want you to consider. Well, that's interesting. However, by a two-thirds majority of the body, they can take up other matters that are not within the call. And so we have now had 12 bills dropped in that deal with vaccine mandates. And I've pulled down seven of them myself right now that I'm going to be kind of talking through on the show here after the break. Seven of them, all in the Senate in this case. There's five more in the House, most of which are what we would call companion bills. They're like mirror images of the same bills from the Senate down in the House. Now, there's some of these that have gotten the attention of people that have been, like, for instance, we had some folks down there protesting on the State House steps on Thursday, I believe it was, and they were calling for the passage or the passage of House Bill 31, which is truthfully not really in play right now. Doesn't mean it can't come into play later, but House Bill 31 is not one of the ones that is truthfully moving as we speak. The one that has garnered the most attention now is Senate Bill 13. And I've got that one right here in my hands, and I'll be going over that for you in a little bit. Some of these bills do the exact same thing. That's not uncommon. You see multiple legislators that all have the same kind of ideas, and they begin to have their bills prepared, and they do what's called dropping them in. That's just the slang term we use for getting a bill into the queue. But they drop them in, and then you find out, oh, you've got the same bill. Oh, you've got the same bill? Well, let's see if we can get both of them moving, and then whichever one moves the fastest, we'll start taking it. And so right now, you've got some that are the same. Then you've got some that do things differently. Senate Bill 13 is different than some of the others. It's definitely different than Senate Bill 6. And then there's Senate Bill 15, which no one's paying attention to, but we really need Senate Bill 15, if I'm not mistaken in my numbers here, to go through too, because that one actually strengthens our vaccine passport bill. In fact, the AG himself has asked for the contents of Senate Bill 15 to be passed. So all said and done, folks, there's big doings going on down there right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And yes, we do believe in loyalty. We'll be right back.